早晨，大家好，感谢主。Is that right?
差不多了，感谢主。
对不起，对不起。谢谢。It's good to be with you all this morning.
今朝早系好高兴喺大家嘅当中。
It's a joy to be able to gather with God's people.It's a joy to be able to open God's word with you, my Cantonese brothers and sisters. If I can, let me pray again for our time. Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you for who you are. Thank you for your goodness towards us.Particularly through your Son Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sins. Thank you for Christ, who took away the punishment that we deserve. So that we who are guilty may come with righteousness. Lord, this morning, some of us are tired.Give strength. Some of us this morning are anxious. Give us peace. Some of us feel guilty. Give us forgiveness. Some of us feel unworthy. Father, we are unworthy, but we thank you for your grace that you give to the humble.We need you to feed our souls with your word. So soften our hearts and sharpen our minds. Help us to love you more and more because you are worthy. And thank you for loving us first. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.Well, hopefully you have your Bible already open to Luke chapter 8. All things work together for good. Well, this morning I want to start by asking you, what are some concerns that you have? Maybe you have concerns about the future. Concerns about the economy. Maybe concerns about your children.Or maybe you're concerned about our nation or the political situation in China or even the Middle East today. There's a lot of things that can concern us and burden us. As a pastor, one of my greatest concerns is the reality of false conversions in the church.One of my greatest concerns is that sometimes there are people who have not truly believed, they're not truly saved, but they believe they are. We actually talked about this recently in our leadership training. As a pastor, one of the passages that... Really impacts me and is in my mind often is Matthew chapter 7. I believe it's one of the most frightening passages in the entire scriptures. Matthew 7:21 to 23, Jesus said, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名多行异能吗？我要向他们宣告， 我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，给我走开。
As a pastor, I think about those verses often.
作为一个牧师，我成日经常谂呢段经文。
One of my greatest fears is that there would be people who sit in church for years.
咁我哋惊就系话，可能有在座当中，可能有啲人已经喺教会好长嘅日子啦。
They sit under the preaching of God's word for years.
佢哋已经听咗道系好多年啦。
I sit with them or I see them and I grow to love them and know them.
咁我系同佢哋一齐坐，一齐去有接触，咁亦都去爱佢哋。
But they never truly know Jesus.
但系佢哋唔系真系认识基督。
There's a difference between going. There's a difference between growing a church because they love Christ and gathering a crowd for some other reason.
咁呢个有个分别，就系一个系增长紧一个教会，系因为佢哋系爱耶稣嘅缘故，或者系一个好大班人系聚集喺一齐，系有分别。
In fact, throughout Jesus' ministry, he wasn't interested in drawing a large crowd of half-hearted followers.
在耶稣的事工里面，他并没有兴趣就是说要招聚一大群人。
He wanted true followers who held on to the end and bore fruit in their lives.
他想要一些真的门徒，不是半桶水的，他是想要他们有结果子，也都是恒久忍耐。
In Luke 8, Jesus taught a parable to challenge his hearers to examine themselves.
我们今天去看这个路加福音第八章，耶稣就是讲的一个比喻，就是要挑战他们，他要去检视自己。
Jesus was motivated by love because he didn't want anybody to be deceived.
耶稣是他的爱的动机出发，他不想其他人是被骗。
And that's my motive this morning as well.
这个都是我的动机。
And so we'll start by looking at the parable that Jesus told, and then I'll give you an outline as we work through Jesus' explanation of the parable.
咁我咧睇今日嘅一个比喻，咁我会去有几点系想同大家分享嘅。
So the parable began with a man who is going out to sow seed in his fields.
咁呢个比喻嘅开始咧，就系话有个人喺一个田里边去撒种。
In the first soil, it said that the seed fell along the path. And in those days, I'll stop there.
咁咧就喺第一个嘅土壤里边咧，就话啲种子系落在路旁边。
In those days, there would often be hard dirt paths cutting across and through fields.
咁喺当时嘅环境咧，咁当时嗰啲路咧，可能系又硬啊，又污糟啊，咁喺啲田嘅侧边嘅。
Because the soil was hard, the seed stayed on top and was trampled underfoot or eaten by birds.
咁因为嗰啲泥土系好硬嘅缘故咧，所以好容易系被践踏，同埋或者系被啲雀仔食咗嘅。
There was never a chance for this seed to grow.
呢个啲种子系冇办法去生长。
In the second case, the seed fell on rocky soil.
第二样咧嘅土壤咧，就系话当啲种子落在喺石旁。
In Israel, there would sometimes be a layer of stone hidden underneath a thin soil.
咁有時候喺啲淺土嘅下低，可能有啲岩石層嘅。
The seed would grow quickly at first, but then it would eventually wither.
咁啲種子係好快生長，但係亦都好快去枯萎。
The soil was too thin, and so the roots couldn't go deep enough to find water.
因為啲土係好淺，嗰啲根咧冇辦法落去揾到水。
The sun rose up, and the plants died.
如果太陽一出嚟咧，咁啲植物就會死噶啦。
I'm not much of a gardener, so I'm very familiar with that.
咁我知道我唔係一個好好嘅一個種植物嘅人，所以我係好清楚呢樣嘢嘅。
In the third case, the seed fell among thorns.
咁第三個咧就係話啲種子落在荊棘嘅旁邊。
Most likely, you couldn't see any thorns or weeds, so the field looked fine.
咁好大嘅情況下咧，你睇唔到任何嘅荊棘或者係啲野草，所以咁佢哋係塊田係睇落冇問題。
But under the surface, the roots and seeds from the thorns were still there, and they were just waiting to spring back up.
但係隱藏喺下低咧，就係嗰啲荊棘啊，或者係啲野草啊，嗰啲根啊，一齊長埋一齊。
So when the seeds grew, the thorns grew up with it and choked it out.
所以嗰啲種子係成長嘅時候，嗰啲荊棘啊，嗰啲嘢一齊嚟到生長。
And finally, in the fourth soil, Jesus called it the good soil.
咁第四樣土咧，耶穌就話呢個係好嘅土。
He said that the seed fell into the soil and it grew up and produced a crop that was 100-fold.
咁种子落喺佢土壤里边，佢生长，跟住系结出100倍嘅收成。
And the end of verse 8 tells us that Jesus was, as he was telling the parable, he would call out, "Let him who has ears, let him hear."
咁喺第八节，咁喺比喻嘅最后尾，耶稣就讲话：有耳听的就应当听。
In other words, if you can understand this, listen carefully.
咁耶穌嘅意思就係話，如果你能夠明白嘅話，咁你就要聽清楚啦。
And that's the parable.
呢個就係個比喻。
It's a simple story physically.
呢個係個好簡單嘅一個故事。
But had a spiritual meaning.
但有好深嘅一個屬靈嘅層面。
So the disciples came to Jesus in verse 9 to ask him what it meant.
咁所以第九節啲門徒嚟問耶穌呢個比喻係咩意思？
And in verse 10, Jesus said the meaning would be revealed to them.
咁第十節耶穌就話佢會講解俾佢哋聽。
Now again, we read these verses earlier, so I'm going over this quickly.
咁因為我哋已經讀過經文，所以好快咁去講啦。
But before we go any further, I want you to understand the big picture, the main point of this parable.
咁我哋喺再深入之前，我想你一個清楚一個重點。
I want you to notice the repetition of a certain word throughout this parable and throughout the explanation of the parable.
咁我想你留意係有啲詞語，有個字係會經常嘅重複。
In verse 8, he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear."
喺第八節嘅就係話，有耳聽的就應當聽。
At the end of verse 10, he says they are hearing and they may not understand.
跟住第十節嘅就係話，你哋聽到，但你都唔明白。
Verse 12 talks about those who have heard.
第十二節就係講話人聽了道。
Verse 13 says when they hear.
第十三節就係話人都係人聽到。
Verse 14 says those who have heard.
第十四節都係人聽了道。
And verse 15, the ones who have heard.
第十五節就人聽了道。
This same theme is actually continued from our parable into the next two sections in Luke 8.
咁同一個主題亦都係接續落嚟嘅，以下落嘅跟住嘅兩個比喻。
In Luke 8 verse 18, he says, "Take care then how you hear."
第十八節就話你係要小心你所聽嘅。
And then in verse 21, Jesus says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it."
咁第二十一節就係話聽了神嘅道而遵行嘅人就係我嘅母親、我嘅兄弟了。
Do you hear the word that's repeated?
你聽唔聽到呢個係邊個字重複嘅咧？
This issue of hearing comes up again and again and again throughout this section.
咁呢個係聽呢個字係喺呢段經文係重複又重複嘅。
The question is, how well are you hearing the word of God?
咁呢個問題就係話，究竟你聽得呢個有幾清楚咧？
Do you have ears to hear?
你有冇耳仔去聽咧？
And so let me read verse 11 for you as Jesus explains the parable.
咁我哋讀第十一節。
Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
這比喻是這樣的，種子就是神嘅道。
The seed is a great analogy for the word of God, isn't it?
这个种子就是神的道，是一个很贴切的一个比喻，是吗？
It has the ability to grow and give life.
这个是有办法去成长，也都是有生命的。
But what's interesting is if you think about the parable, the focus is not on the seed itself.
你留心的话，这个比喻的重点不是在个种子上高。
The focus is not on the sower.
也都不是在撒种的个人身上。
Someone once told me they thought this parable was about the wastefulness of the sower. He is throwing his seed in bad places.
有啲人可能话，哎，这个人咁浪费嘅，啲嗰啲种子系咁撒晒侧边。
No, the point is not about the seed or the sower.
亦都唔系呢个重点，唔系喺种子或者系撒种嘅人身上。
The focus is on the soils.
重点喺嗰个土壤上高。
As Jesus explains the parable, we're going to see that these four soils represent four types of hearts.
咁我哋嚟睇呢四种嘅土壤就代表种四种唔同嘅心。
In other words, this story teaches us to examine ourselves.
换句说话，即系话呢个故事系叫我哋去检视自己。
To examine the soil of your heart.
去检视你自己嘅内心嘅土壤。
To examine how you hear the word of God.
亦都去检视你点样去听神嘅道。
How are you receiving God's word into your heart?
你怎样接受神的道入你的心呢？
So as we walk through this parable, I want to show you four questions to examine the soil of your heart.
所以我会问你四条问题，你去检视你心中的一个土壤。
Four questions to examine the soil of your heart.
四条问题。
The first question is this: Is there spiritual callousness?
第一条问题，你有没有属灵上的一个假？
Is there spiritual callousness?
有没有一个属灵上的一个假呢？
Look at verse 12.
第十二節，
the ones along the path are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved.
那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，以免他们信了得救。
This hardened soil in the path represents those who have heard the word, but it goes in one ear and out the other.
咁呢个比喻就系话，有啲人系听咗道，系左耳入右耳出。
This person never truly considers the message.
佢系冇认真咁去听呢篇信息。
Their hearts have been hardened by God's word, and so Satan comes and takes it away.
佢哋嘅心刚硬，所以系魔鬼嚟到就将心里边嘅道夺去攞走。
There was a spider.
呢度有只好细嘅蜘蛛。Okay.
Behind me, Satan.
Okay. 魔鬼工作啊！
Sorry, Satan came and took the word out of my mind right now. Okay, all right, okay, here we are. Okay, as you examine the soil of your heart, is there spiritual callousness like that?
咁当你检视你心中嘅土壤时候，你有冇睇到呢个属灵上嘅一个假喺度咧？
Years ago, when I first started learning how to play the guitar, my fingertips were very sensitive.
咁当好多年前，当我去学吉他嘅时候，啲手指系好敏感嘅。
Pressing down the strings hurt my fingers.
因为你揿咗弦线嘅时候，只手就会痛啦。
I wasn't as cool as Jordan up here.
我就唔系好似阿 Jordan 咁弹得咁好。
But after playing more, my fingers got calluses.
但系咧，当我去弹得多嘅时候，只手指开始结痂啦。
Thick, hardened skin, so that I couldn't feel the pain anymore.
呢啲系好硬，同埋嗰啲皮肤开始好硬嘅，所以我感觉唔到痛。
That was a good thing for me playing guitar.
弹吉他系好嘅事情。
But that's a bad thing to happen to our hearts spiritually.
但如果咁样系对我哋嘅心喺属灵上嚟讲系好差嘅。
If you hear God's word but you ignore it, it hardens your heart.
如果你听到呢个道，但你心里边唔接受咧，咁系你会刚硬起嚟嘅。
Perhaps you avoid hearing God's word.
或者你避免去听神嘅道。
You refuse to obey God's word.
你唔想去遵行神嘅道。
Now you're here at church, so.That probably isn't you.
咁你喺呢个教会，或者可能唔系你啦。
But perhaps are there times you make excuses for why you don't need to obey that command or that command?
但好多时候喺其他嘅时间，你可能系有唔同嘅一个藉口，点解你唔去行呢个教训？你唔去遵行呢样诫命咧
？Every time we do that, we are hardening our hearts against God.
每次我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋嘅心就会慢慢硬。
So I want to ask you, is there hardness in your heart against the truth?
咁我想问你喺你嘅心中有冇系心慢慢去刚硬起嚟咧
？Or do you have a sensitivity to God's word?
或者你有冇对神嘅话语有敏锐咧
？Is there an eagerness to receive God's word and to obey it?
你想唔想去接受神嘅话语啊
？So the first question to examine the soil of your heart is there spiritual callousness?
所以第一个问题就系话你有冇属灵上嘅一个假
？The second question is this.Is there superficial commitment?
第二个问题系咪有啲好表面上嘅委身咧
？Is there superficial commitment?
有冇表面上嘅委身
？Look at verse 13.
我哋睇十三节。
And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away.
第十三节。那些在磐石上的就是人听了道欢喜领受但没有根不过暂时相信等到碰上试炼就退后了
It says that the seed in the rocky soil sprouts and even grows quickly
他就说这些在磐石上的这些是有发芽生长的
Unlike the first soil this person receives the gospel with joy and even believes for a while it says
但对比第一个土壤这个人呢就是听了道之后他是欢喜领受
But what happens next?
咁但系跟住咧
，because of the rock, the roots of faith can't go deep。
因为系嗰啲有岩石嘅缘故，所以佢哋不能进深。
So when difficulties and trials come, this individual it says falls away。
所以就话等到有试炼嚟嘅时候就会退后。
Like the rocky soil, I want to ask you, do you have a shallow commitment to Christ？
咁就好似喺啲有磐石嘅一啲土壤里边，你系咪有一个好？肤浅嘅一个委身咧
？Are you only following Christ when it's convenient or beneficial to you？
你跟随基督系咪因为佢系方便或者对你系有好处嘅咧
？One lesson I've learned in ministry is this: the more worldly benefit someone gains by being a Christian, the higher the chance that their faith is not genuine.
咁有個喺事工上嘅學習到嘅一個功課咧，就係話，當你喺俗世上係有多更加多嘅好處，當你成為基督徒之後喺俗世上有更加多嘅好處，你嘅信仰就反而越變越係唔正確。
Now there are amazing benefits to believing in Christ.
但你知道相信耶穌係有好多好處嘅。
But primarily those are spiritual.
但呢啲係屬靈上嘅。
Forgiveness of sin.
係罪去得赦免。
Purpose in life.
生活係有目標。
A community of loving brothers and sisters.
係有一個群體係充滿愛嘅群體。
But God does not promise us an easy or successful life just by following Christ.
但是神并没有应许过我们有一个很容易或者是很成功的一个生命。
If I told a group of people, I'll give $1 million to everyone who becomes a Christian.
如果我对一班人去讲，如果你成为基督徒的话，我就给100万你。
We'll do that right now. Everyone close your eyes and bow your heads.
好了，那我们现在就这样做，我们大家一起祷告吧。
I have some Monopoly money somewhere.
有。
Sorry, okay. If I said that, lots of people would claim to become a Christian.
咁如果咁讲嘅话，你信主就有100万嘅话，相信好多人系会信主嘅。
I would say I wasn't one before. I'm becoming one now.
咁好多人就话我以前唔系基督徒，我而家就系基督徒啦。
Many people would respond, but not many would be genuine.
有好多人系有反应，但系唔系真实嘅。
If I pay you money to follow Christ, how do I know that you actually love Christ?
咁如果我话我会俾钱你去跟随基督嘅话，我点知道你系咪真系爱基督咧
？Or are you just using Christ to get what you really love, which is money?
或者你只不过利用基督就系你所爱嘅，其实系钱。
But on the other hand, when following Christ is difficult and costly, there's a higher chance it's genuine.
但调翻转嚟讲，你跟随基督如果系困难，亦都系有好重嘅代价嘅话，这个系有好高嘅成数，这个真实嘅。
In fact, true faith endures through trials, and it's even purified and strengthened by trials.
咁就系话，当呢个真正嘅一个信仰咧，就话佢会去经历过呢个系试炼，同埋亦都藉着试炼能够得到呢个提升，亦都去巩固。
So if your faith is based on how much God has blessed you in this world, then you'll be tempted to walk away when following God costs you in this world.
所以你的信仰是建基于神对你有多少在世上的一个祝福的话，你会更加高的情况，你会离开神，就是说当你的信仰是会有发觉是要付出一个代价。
So I ask you to consider, is your commitment to Christ superficial?
所有罪问多你一次，究竟你的对基督的委身是不是一个很表面的呢？
Or has the word grown roots deep into your heart?So that you can last through difficult times, which will certainly come.
咁咧就系话你神嘅道有冇喺你心里边去到扎根？当你去经历困难嘅时候，佢仍然系继续喺度嘅咧。咁呢个亦都会嚟嘅。
So the first two questions: Is there spiritual callousness?
所以嗰两条问题就系话有冇属灵上嘅一个假
？Is there a superficial commitment?
有冇一个好表面嘅一个委身
？And now the third question.Is there sinful competition?
第三个问题，有冇罪嘅一个竞争喺度咧
？Is there sinful competition?
有冇个罪嘅竞争喺度咧
？Look at verse 14.
我哋睇第14节。
And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature.
那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后。被今生的忧虑、钱财、宴乐制住了，结不出成熟的籽粒来。
This third soil looks promising at first.
呢个第三个土壤咧，之前睇落，唔错。
Just like the rocky soil, it looks promising, but the seed falls among thorns.
呢个就好似第二个土壤咁样，好似喺啲浅土，但系呢个就系喺啲荆棘，落在荆棘里边。
You probably couldn't see the weeds and the thorns at first.But verse 7 says, eventually the thorns grew up.
你最初是看不到那些荆棘或者是那些野草的，但是当它们生长起来，它们才看到。
So this third soil represents those who hear the gospel and they believe it at first, but their faith is eventually choked out by other desires.
咁呢个第三套咧，就系代表人听咗福音之后，佢最初系相信，但系佢哋嘅信仰好快就会俾其他嘅嘢去排挤。
Those other desires, it says, are the cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
包括有啲忧虑啊、钱财啊、宴乐等。
The seed of the word cannot grow in this soil because it's crowded out by a love for riches and pleasure.
咁呢个神嘅道，呢个种子唔能够生长，系因为呢啲土壤系俾其他嘅嘢去到挤拥，包括系呢啲钱财。
So let me ask you, are there thorns of competing desires in your heart?
咁我想问你，冇一啲系竞争性嘅一啲欲望喺度咧
？Are there things that you love that compete with your love for Christ?
咁你所爱嘅嘢有冇同对爱神嘅心去互相去竞争嘅咧？
We must identify them and pull them out by the roots.
我哋要去了解清楚了解，然后将呢啲系掹走。
Now, I have to confess, I hate doing yard work.
我要同你讲，我唔中意做后院嘅嘢。
I hate pulling out weeds.
我系唔中意去掹野草。
It's a lot of work.
系要好花费好多功夫。
I would prefer to just use my lawnmower and go over the weeds.
我淨係好想用一個剪草車咁碌過去就算啦。
It's faster，
係好快。
It's easier，
係容易。
And now I'm even getting my oldest son to start mowing the lawn. It's wonderful。
咁我而家教埋我個大仔去剪草，咁係非常之好嘅事情。
But mowing over weeds does not kill the weeds。
但係你用剪草車就咁剪嗰啲野草係冇辦法去殺死佢哋。
It only hides them。
只不過令到佢匿啲埋。
And they come back。
但佢哋有一日會再生翻出嚟。
To kill weeds, you have to do the hard work of pulling them out by the roots.
如果要殺死呢啲野草咧，你真係要去連根拔起。
You know, the seed is a good metaphor for God's word, but weeds and thorns are a good metaphor for sin.
咁種子係一個好好嘅比喻，代表神嘅道。同樣野草亦都好好嘅比喻，係代表罪。
It is relatively easy to hide your sin or to change your behavior externally.
这个是很容易去隐藏罪，或者是你外在的表面是很容易去隐藏的。
It is easy to show up on Sunday for a couple of hours and look like you are a righteous person.
或者是你星期日只不过花几个钟，你就可以装扮到好像是一个很正直的人。
You put on some nicer clothes.
穿靓衫。
Carry a very big Bible.
你拿本很大的圣经。
And you greet one another with Christian phrases.
或者你對大家嘅問候係充滿一啲屬靈嘅詞語。
How are you, brother？
你幾好嘛，弟兄
？Oh, very good, brother。
哦，我非常之好啊，弟兄。
Praise the Lord。
讚美主。
It's very easy to do that for one day a week。
喺一個禮拜做一日，其實好簡單嘅。
It's easy to hide our sin or to change our behavior externally。
係我哋去隱藏我哋嘅罪，或者係只不過做表面嘅功夫係容易嘅。
But it takes hard work.To truly kill our sin and repent in our hearts.
但係真正要去花費功夫嘅咧，就係要對付罪咧，就係要去悔改。
And the longer you let a sin grow, the stronger it becomes, and the harder it is to pull out later.
咁如果你容讓罪喺裏邊生根嘅話，係更加難去掹走。
I may or may not have had a weed in my backyard grow to about this high.
我或者有或者冇一個野草係生長好似人咁高。
Maybe, maybe not。
或者有或者冇。
But if that were to happen, it would be very difficult to pull out。
但如果係真係有咁樣嘅情況嘅話，咁真係好難去掹走。
You pull and pull and pull, and it just does not want to come out。
你係咁扯，係咁扯，但佢唔肯出嚟。
The longer you let a sin remain in your life, the harder it is.To repent of it later.
如果你容讓罪喺你嘅心裏邊係長時間嘅話，你就會更加花更加多嘅功夫去掹走。
Brothers and sisters, don't delay.
弟兄姊妹，唔好去延遲。
We are to put our sin to death.
我哋要將罪去致死。
Colossians 3:5 says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry."
在哥罗西书三章五节就讲，你要致死呢啲呢啲肉体上嘅情欲，包括私欲啊，或者系呢啲污秽嘅事情。
Puritan John Owen famously said, "Be killing sin, or it will be killing you."
咁個清教徒 John Owen 咧就咁講過，就係話你去殺死罪，如果唔係佢就會殺死你。
We can't coddle sin and play with sin. We must kill it.
我哋唔可以去將啲罪好似玩下玩下咁樣，而係真係要去殺死佢。
It's interesting though, the thorns that Jesus has in mind in this parable are not necessarily wicked things.
好有趣，在耶穌的比喻裏面，這些荊棘本身並未必一定是代表一些邪惡的東西。
The thorns, it says, are the cares and riches and pleasures of life.
這些道就是說，這個是憂慮啊、錢財啊、或者是宴樂。
The problem was that the good things in life were so good that it choked out the most important thing in life, God.
咁呢個問題就係話呢啲生命中嘅美好嘅一樣嘢咧，佢係會排擠去呢個係生命中最緊要嘅嘢，就係神。
In other words, in the second soil, the rocky soil, people fall away because their lives get so hard.
咁喺第二個土壤裏邊咧，啲人係離開咗，係因為生活係好艱難。
But in the third soil, people fall away because their lives are so good.
在第三個土壤裏面，人是離開了，是因為生命是如此的美好。
I've seen people, I'm sure you have too, who seem to love the Lord when they're younger.
我見過，或者你當中都有見過，就是當年輕的時候就非常之愛主。
But then they start their career and begin to make more and more money.
跟著他們就開始做工作，跟著開始賺錢了。
They're focused on advancing their career and building their bank account.
跟住佢哋就會去專注咁樣喺佢哋嘅工作上高，或者係佢哋要賺多啲錢。
Then they get married and start building their family.
跟住佢哋結婚，跟住就家庭。
They're focused on vacations, getting their kids into the right college. Their lives are filled with success and every comfort.
咁跟住佢哋就會關注喺點樣去假期啊，點樣啲仔女點樣讀最好嘅大學啊，或者係佢哋想要有一個成功同埋一個舒適嘅生活。
But their lives are so comfortable, they no longer need God.
咁因為佢哋生活係咁舒適嘅話，佢哋唔再需要神啦。
Their lives are so comfortable, they no longer want God.
佢哋生活咁舒適，佢哋唔想要神。
See, none of these things, career or marriage, are bad. None of those things are bad.
咁要我講清楚，呢啲工作啊，或者係婚姻，都係啲好嘅事情，唔係壞嘅事情。
They're good things. They are gifts from God.
佢哋啲好嘅事情，亦都係神俾嘅禮物。
We should work hard and glorify God at work.
我哋應該去榮耀神，去工作上去努力。
We should love our families and glorify God in our families.
我哋要愛我哋家庭，我哋藉著愛家庭能夠榮耀神。
But if we make our life about those things, they have the danger of choking out the word in our lives.
但如果我哋專注喺呢方面嘅事情，咁呢啲事情就會去擠擁，係令到我哋冇辦法去愛神。
Parents, let me ask you: as you raise your kids, are you parenting them with these things in mind?
在座嘅家長，我想問你哋，當你哋去養育兒女嘅時候，你係咪諗緊呢啲嘢咧？
What priorities are you modeling in your life for them?
你哋嘅優先次序係點樣為佢哋去安排咧？
If church is an optional thing, they will see that it's not important.
如果你覺得翻教會係一個係可以選擇嘅事情，佢哋就唔會成為佢哋生活當中重要嘅事情。
What priorities are you emphasizing for them in their lives?
你怎樣為他們安排他們的優先次序呢？
Are you allowing school and grades to compete with the Lord?
你是不是容讓學校啊，或者啲成績能夠同神好似去爭咁樣呢？
If someone were to ask you, or if someone were to ask your children, what do your parents take more seriously? Your grades and getting into the right college, or your soul and walking with Christ? What would your children say?
如果有個人去問你的子女，就問你的父母是關注你的成績啊，或者是你要去考一間好的大學緊要啲啊，定係你的靈魂或者係你同耶穌同行緊要啲？究竟佢哋會點樣答咧？
They may hear you say God is most important, but if you're emphasizing school or other things over it, they'll see what you do more than what you say.
如果你只是讲话啊，爱神是很重要的，但是你是专注关注他们的成绩，或者关注他们入不入到哪一间好的大学，是多过去回教会的时候，他们就会看到你的行为多过你所讲的说话。
As we think about these first three soils, maybe you're wondering, are the second and third soils saved?
咁当你听呢三个土壤嘅时候，你就喺度谂啦，究竟第二个土壤或者第三个土壤系咪会得救咧
？Biblically, this is absolutely clear. The answer is no.
喺圣经上系非常之清晰，就系话佢哋唔会得救。
Now, true believers will struggle.
真正嘅信徒系会挣扎。
True believers will struggle under trials. They'll be tempted by thorns.
真正的信徒，他们会去有挣扎，是他们会经历过这些试炼，以及他们会被这些荆棘的引诱。
That's all of us.
这个是我们所有的人。
But true believers keep believing and keep repenting.
真正的信徒是会坚持这样相信，也都会去坚持的悔改。
True believers eventually bear fruit and there is a change in their lives.
真正的信徒他们会结果子，以及他们的生命是有改变。
The fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, will eventually grow and show up in your life if you're truly a Christian.
这个属灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温柔、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这些是迟早就会在你的生命之中是出现。
Now let me be clear. You are not saved because of a change in your life.
如果你，我想要讲清楚，你们得救不是因为你的生命是有改变。
You don't have to clean up your life before you go to God.
你不需要整齐你的生命来到神的面前。
You go to God and He cleans you.
你来到神的面前是祂去洁净你。
I know how we are as Chinese people.
我知道我们是华人是怎样的情况。
An hour before visitors come to your house, you are cleaning up like crazy.
有当你们的有人来探访你们的，你之前那个钟你会执间屋是执得很整齐干净，是不是？
Right?
是吗？
God gives grace, it's okay.
神给的恩典，这个是没问题的。
Sometimes we take that same approach to God.
有时候我们用同样的方法来到去接近神。
I can't pray to Him until I've cleaned up my life.
我不可以对神去祷告，我要去整干净我的生命。
I can't read my Bible until I fix this area in my life.
我不可以读这个圣经，因为我生命当中有些东西是要去整理的。
I can't fellowship with others. I want to avoid people until I get this area fixed in my life.
我唔想去接触人，或者我唔想翻团契，系因为我呢生命当中有啲嘢系需要去整好嘅。
Friends, that's a lie from the devil.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系魔鬼嘅一个谎言。
You go to God and He cleans you.
系你要去神面前，由神嚟到去洁净你。
You need God to help you.
你需要神去帮助你。
I heard a pastor say this one time.
我听到一个牧师咁讲。
When we sin, we want to be. I'm trying to think about how to say this. Sorry.
等。
When we sin, is our first thought, "Oh no, my dad can never find out."
当我哋犯罪嘅时候，我哋第一个嘅谂法系咪？我哋唔想俾阿爸知咧。
Or when we sin, we say.I've messed up so badly. I need to go to my father for help.
或者当你犯罪的时候，你第一个想法，我犯罪，我唔得啦，我要阿爸。
Our father is one who wants us to come to him for help.
我哋天父就系想我哋系第一个想法，就第一样嘢就嚟到佢面前先。
So you are not saved because of your goodness.
你哋得救唔系因为你有几好。
You are saved by God's grace.
你系因为。神的恩典的缘故，
You're washed clean by God's mercy.
因为是神怜悯的缘故，你是被洁净。
And if you have been washed clean, God will grow fruit in your life.
如果你是被神去洁净的话，你会生命之中是会有结出果子。
It may take time, it may be slow.
或者是需要很多时间，或者是短。
The fruit may be small, but if you're alive in Christ, that fruit will grow.
个果子虽然系好细，但系佢会长大。
This means your life will change.
话你嘅生命就会有改变啦。
Jesus is so good and so kind that it's impossible to meet Jesus and stay the same.
因为系耶稣系咁好嘅缘故，你冇办法见到佢之后，你冇任何嘅改变。
It's impossible for a Christian to rejoice that they've been forgiven through Jesus' death and yet refuse to forgive others.
系当你接受神嘅恩典，你嘅罪系得 蒙宽恕的时候，你冇办法唔可以唔去宽恕其他人。
Jesus says that true believers will have fruit.
耶稣话一个真正嘅信徒系会结出果子。
If there's never any fruit, if there's never any change, that raises some important questions.
咁如果真系冇果子，系真系冇改变嘅时候，就会问一个好紧要嘅一个问题。
And not just a change on the outside on Sundays, but a change in the heart.
唔系外表上嘅一个改变，而系内心。
Jesus said in John 15, the branch that does not bear fruit will be thrown away and cast into the fire.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章就说，这些枝子是他不结果子的时候，他就会去被砍下来，丢在外面去烧。
Does this mean someone can lose their salvation?
那是不是有人是会，救恩是会失落呢？
Absolutely not.
当然不是啦。
It means that those who don't bear fruit were never truly saved to begin with.
只是说，如果你真的没有果子的话，其实由始至终你都从来都没去得救过。
1 John 2:19 says, They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out, that it would be shown that they were not all of us.
那在约翰一书二章十九节就说，他们不是从我们来的，如果若从我们属于我们，就不会离开我们，而与我们在一起。若他们离开了，就不是属于我们。
So you see, the rocky soil and the thorny soil look just like the good soil in the beginning.
所以你睇到一啲落在石旁边，或者系有岩石，或者系呢啲荆棘嘅土壤，佢哋最初同啲好土系一样嘅。
There's no difference early on.
喺最初时候系冇分别。
But the difference is that true believers will believe to the end.
但是这个的分别就是在于一个真正的信徒是会相信而且去到直到底。
They endure and bear fruit.
他们会忍耐，他们会结果。
So out of love for you, I want to challenge you to examine the soil of your heart.
所以因为爱你的缘故，关注你的缘故，我想你去检视一下你心中的土壤。
Are there sinful desires competing under the surface with your love for Christ?
或者你有冇啲罪嘅一个私欲同爱神嘅去竞争喺表面上
？Do you while you live like a Christian on the outside, do you secretly wish on the inside you could live like the world？
你虽然外表好似个基督徒咁样，但系你里边其实系咪真系好想去爱呢个世界咧
？Are you envious of the world and the sin they get to indulge in？
或者你好妒忌呢个世界，或者呢啲罪，或者你好想喺里边去沉溺？
If that's you, then repent and pull those thorns out of your heart by God's grace.
如果呢个系你嘅话，咁你就真系要去悔改，同埋将呢啲荆棘系从你心里边去连根拔起。
And brothers and sisters, we should always examine ourselves first.
弟兄姊妹，我哋需要去检视自己。
We should always bring our hearts before God humbly and ask, Lord, where is there sin?
我哋要嚟到神嘅面前，就去同神讲，我哋嘅罪系隐藏喺边咧？
But as brothers and sisters in the same family, we have a responsibility to care for one another with love too.
咁喺作为一家人嘅，我哋有呢个责任去到彼此去关顾。
After all, that's what membership in the church, the family of God, means—that we love one another.
呢个就系作为教会嘅一个会员，或者系一个神家嘅一个意思。
Being a part of this church doesn't mean that you're committed to a building or a budget.
咁系。作为教会一部分，唔代表你就委身喺一个嘅建筑物或者系一个财政预算里边。
You're committed to people. You're committed to one another.
你系委身喺人里边，系彼此嘅。
You're committed to spiritually care for one another like family.
你亦都去到委身于系一个属灵上嘅关顾，彼此关顾。
That's why Hebrews 3:12 says, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God."
所以希伯来书三章十二节系咁讲，弟兄们。你哋要去关顾，去注意，就系话你哋有一个唔信嘅心里边，就会令到你哋离开永活嘅神。
So we are not to be critical or judge one another, but we are to love one another and care for one another.
咁我哋好小心，就系我哋唔系彼此去批评，但系我哋去关顾彼此关顾。
So our last question to examine the soil of your heart is there supernatural conversion?
咁第四个问题就系话有冇一个系超自然嘅一个信嘅改变？
Is there supernatural conversion?
有冇个超自然嘅一个改变
？Look at verse 15.
睇第十五节。
As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with repentance. Or sorry, bear fruit with patience.
那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，用纯正的心来够持守它，耐心等候结果。
Now notice how Jesus described how the word was heard with an honest and good heart.
有冇留意到睇到神系点样信耶稣点样形容咧？就话一个良善嘅心嚟到持守佢。
And for those with a good heart, what do they do with the word when they hear it?
咁呢啲系保持纯真良善嘅心，当佢听到神嘅道系会点样嘅反应咧？
It says they hold it fast.
佢就话会持守。
They cling to it.
会揸住。
They don't just let it go or toss it aside.
佢唔会去放手或者系抌埋喺一边。
This is the same idea in Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope.
就好似希伯来书十章廿三节就话我哋要去坚守我哋嘅信心。
And Paul uses that same word in 1 Corinthians 15, that you hold fast to the word that he preached.
咁保罗喺哥林多前书亦都用呢个字，即系要去行守去坚持。
So let me ask you, is God's word precious to you?
咁我想问呢个究竟点样为你系觉得宝贵咧？
Is it sweeter than honey?
系咪比蜜糖更甜咧
？Is it more precious than gold?
系咪比黄金更加矜贵
？Do you believe God's promises are good?
你相唔相信神嘅应许系好嘅咧
？And the verse ends by telling us that they bear fruit with patience.
喺到最后尾就系话佢用耐心嚟到去结果。
They bear fruit with repentance.
佢哋会
with endurance. Sorry.
嘅佢哋嘅结果就系用耐心嚟到等候。
They don't give up.
佢唔会放弃。
They keep going.
佢会继续。
It may be slow. It may be small, but they hang on.
佢哋系可能好慢好细，但佢仍然会去坚持。
Do you have that kind of fruit in your life?
你冇呢个咁样嘅果子咧
？In other words, has God come into your life and radically changed you?
即系话神嚟到你嘅生命当中，佢会系好大嘅一个改变。
Has He brought you to life?
佢有冇去带你去到光嘅当中咧？
We were all born dead in sin. We were born with a heart of stone, unable and unwilling to respond to God.
我哋就好似喺一个好心硬，喺一个好死地嘅里边，但系神嘅光佢会光照，佢会带翻你翻嚟。
But has God come in and plowed through your hardened heart?
或者神嘅话语有冇喺你个心里边，好似一个泥耙爬开呢啲泥土咧
？Jeremiah 23:29 says, "The word of God is like a fire and a hammer that shatters the rock."
在耶利米书23:29节是这样讲，神的话语就好像一些火或者是一个锤这样，是会将石头是会凿碎。
Has God broken the heart of stone in you?
神有没有将你的心好像个石头这样去打碎呢？
Has he gone and removed the weeds so that you love Christ?
或者是好像去除野草这样去更加去爱基督？
Is the soil of your heart good?
你的心的土壤是不是好的土壤？
And if the answer is no, or you're not sure, let me remind you again of who God is.
咁如果你嘅答案话唔系嘅话，咁我去提醒你究竟神系边位
？God is the Holy One who made all things.
神系圣洁嘅，佢系藉着佢去创造万物。
He deserves all worship and love and adoration.
佢系值得我哋嘅敬拜赞美。
And God doesn't need anything from us.
神并不需要我们任何的东西。
Man-made religion is meant to take things from you.
人为的一个宗教是说想去在你身上拿东西。
But the God of the Bible delights in giving grace to you.
但是圣经中的这个神是他是去喜悦去给
人的。We are sinners who deserve God's wrath.
我们是罪人，我们是值得受神的愤怒的。
But in God's mercy, He is willing to withhold His wrath and give you grace instead.
但是神是一个有恩慈有怜悯的神，祂会忍耐祂的愤怒，是将祂恩典给我们。
And He withholds wrath because He placed it on His Son Jesus instead.
祂的愤怒就转移了在耶稣的身上。
Because if you trust in Christ, Jesus paid for each and every one of your sins.
如果你相信耶稣基督的，祂会为你所有的罪是承担了。
Jesus was forsaken so that you can be welcomed in.
咁你嘅罪系得蒙赦免，所以你可以被接纳成为家人。
Not because you're good enough, but because God is gracious enough.
唔系你有几好，系上帝嘅恩典系有几深。
Friends, will you trust in Jesus who died for your sin?
朋友们，你相唔相信耶稣系喺十字架上为你而去死咧
？Will you trust in Jesus who rose from the dead for your eternal life?
相唔相信耶稣喺十字架上死后又复活？
So my hope and prayer is that these words would not fall on hard hearts, but on good soil.
咁我希望即係呢啲話語真係唔係喺一啲落喺蘆薈嘅旁邊，但係一啲好嘅土壤裏邊。
Let's pray。
我哋一齊低頭禱告。
Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you。
天上嘅父，我哋係感謝去讚美你。
We thank you for your grace towards unworthy sinners。
我哋係多謝你嘅恩典，因為我哋係不配嘅罪人。
We thank you for your word that shows us the path of life。
多謝你嘅話語，令到我哋生命中有嘅方向。
God, we thank you that you are not an angry father from whom we need to hide our sin.
感謝你，你唔係一個好憤怒嘅一個父親，我哋要將我哋嘅罪隱藏。
But you're a gracious father to whom we can bring our sin.
你有恩典，你係會去原諒我哋嘅罪過。
And you give grace and forgiveness.
你係俾恩典過我哋。
Help us to love you with full hearts.
幫助我哋能夠全心咁去愛你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶穌嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.